Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. This is part two of W.C. Handy Remembers, Music and Reminiscences of an Important but Underrated Figure in American Music, a songwriter, folklorist, and collector of American blues. William Christopher Handy was the first to publish blues music and dedicated his life to the proposition that blues are a legitimate, powerful, and unique musical form. He was also a notable campaigner for civil rights and against racial discrimination. On this show, we'll hear Handy tell more of his story, and we'll hear his music, the Memphis Blues, Careless Love, and his world-famous St. Louis Blues, one of the most recorded jazz tunes of all time. We'll start with this Atlanta Blues, which is also known as Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor, played by Butch Thompson. Butch Thompson playing W.C. Handy's Atlanta Blues. Butch seems to think highly of Handy. He dedicated his 1997 CD called Lincoln Avenue Express to his memory. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. This is W.C. Handy Remembers on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. During this hour, we'll be hearing his own words and exploring the music of the man who called himself Father of the Blues and was first to publish blues music. There have been many, many tributes to W.C. Handy over the years. His pioneering work, collecting, writing, and publishing blues, has been widely recognized for more than seven decades. And like that Atlanta Blues, many of Handy's songs were around a long time before he published them. Others were merely obscure fragments that probably would have been lost for all time had he not incorporated them into his music and his skillful compositions. He collected blues, folk songs, and spirituals during nearly a quarter century of traveling widely, beginning around 1890, organizing and publishing them as written compositions. To Handy's eternal credit, he always attributed his African-American culture as the source of his music and inspiration. Now, during this program, I'll be exploring in depth the history and origin of Handy's biggest hit, St. Louis Blues, and we'll hear many different interpretations of his most durable classic. Here's something from a fascinating radio series on NBC that was called, I guess with tongue slightly in cheek, the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. The June 16, 1940 broadcast was a tribute to the composer, with Handy as a guest trumpeter and commentator.
Mention W.C. Handy, and the mental reaction is immediately the St. Louis Blues. He wrote, "Since childhood, I have been able to write down snatches of melody, and this ear training enabled me to transcribe Negro idioms and characteristics. In 1914, a troubled time, I undertook to write a song which would embody the troubled times of one troubled person, using all I had known of the music of my own South. I didn't know whether white people would understand a sad blues song which also had wit and humor. I just wrote it, and I called it the St. Louis Blues. We now hear Dr. William Christopher Handy playing the trumpet in his own St. Louis Blues. Dr. Handy plays the first chorus, after which Dr. Levine and his Dixieland Octet take over." The intermission in today's concert by the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street. We are privileged at this time to introduce as our guest commentator a composer whose works are as typically American as apple pie, a home run with three on. Well, there's nothing more typically American than W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues. And here is Dr. William Christopher Handy.
Persons in every walk of life have said to me, "Handy, your blues will never die." As long as they say this, they are unconsciously contributing to the long life of the blues. Much of my early success in composition to Harry H. Pace, then in Memphis. We found it necessary to organize the publishing firm of the Pace and Handy Music Company, Incorporated. At first, my songs were frowned on by many of my own race. One phonograph company refused for a number of years to record the St. Louis Blues, saying that the blues is only a fad and will soon die. This same company has made more recordings of St. Louis Blues than of any other American composition. Even the Encyclopedia Britannica, 1931 edition, added the blues and jazz to its pages. Thank you.
got the St. Louis Blues, just as blue as I can be. Got the St. Louis Blues, just as blue as I can be. That gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea.
Take a long tall woman, make a preacher of all that jazz.
Lee,
say, blonde-headed woman, make a good man leave this town. Say, blonde-headed woman, make a good man leave this town. But a red-headed woman, make a boy slap his papa down.
Oh, mama, mama, look at Sam. Mama, won't you look at Sam? He's eating all the meat and licking out the frying pan.
The Mills Brothers' remarkable a cappella recording of St. Louis Blues from 1932. And a bit of pianist Butch Thompson. We began with a rare archival broadcast from 1940 of the NBC radio series The Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street from the radio collection of the Library of Congress. And there'll be more from that in the third and final episode of W.C. Handy Remembers. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for coming along on an in-depth exploration of the self-proclaimed father of the blues on Jazz Rhythm. Still ahead, further examination of the St. Louis Blues, and the music of W.C. Handy, played by Duke Ellington, Bob Wills, Louis Armstrong, and Bessie Smith. Born the son of a former slave just 8 years after the Civil War, William Christopher Handy became a musician in defiance of his family's wishes. Gaining a thorough musical education, Handy became, at first, an itinerant minstrel, then a trumpeter playing in and leading brass bands, and finally a well-established bandleader based in Memphis. Around 1910, Handy launched his own music company to publish his compositions, which were based on the blues, spiritual, and folk music he'd heard and collected in his travels. He became a highly successful and well-established composer, making a very good living due to his skill, talent, and drive, and because he published his own music and retained the rights. His autobiography was first published in 1941. By the 40s and 50s, W.C. Handy was recognized as a grand old man of American music, a campaigner for civil rights, and a leading advocate for blues and African-American roots music. He was widely honored many times over, including the occasion of his 80th birthday in 1954, the year that Louis Armstrong recorded a tribute to Handy. That great-sounding material of Satchmo's is now available on compact disc, some of it for the first time, like these next two. Unissued until 1986, Chante là-bas, or Sing 'em Low, is a rarely recorded Handy tune. Long Gone from Bowling Green is a typical bit of folklore rescued by Handy and sung here by Louis and his female vocalist in those years, Velma Middleton.
About Long John Dean?
No, baby.
A bold bank robber from Bowling Green was sent to the jailhouse yesterday, but late last night he made his getaway.
He was long gone from Kentucky.
Long gone.
Ain't he lucky? long gone.
What I mean,
a long gone John from Bowling Green.
Sing another one, baby, sing another one.
Long John stood on a railroad tie, waiting for a freight train to pass by. Freight train came just puffing and flying. You ought to see Long John grabbing that blind.
He was long gone.
I'm from Kentucky.
Long gone.
Genie Lucky.
Long gone.
What I mean,
a long gone John from Bowling Green.
Yeah. Oh, you beautiful dog. They caught him in Frisco, and to seal his fate, at San Quentin they jailed him evening late. But out on the ocean did he escape, 'cause the guards forgot to close the golden gate.
He's long gone.
From Kentucky.
Long gone.
Genie Lucky.
Long gone.
What I mean,
a long gone John from Bowling Green.
Why, they offered a reward to bring him back, even put bloodhounds on his track. The doggone bloodhounds lost his scent. Now nobody knows where Long John went.
He's long gone.
From Kentucky.
Long gone.
That boy is lucky.
Long gone.
And what I mean,
a long gone John from Bowling Green.
A gang of men tried to capture Dean, so they chased him with a submarine. Dean jumped overboard and grabbed the submarine and made that gang catch a flying machine.
He's long gone.
From Kentucky.
A long gone.
That boy is lucky.
A long gone.
What I mean,
a long gone John from Bowling.
From Kentucky.
Long gone.
That boy's lucky.
Long gone.
Yeah, he's cutting out now.
Long gone.
That cat sure can run, man.
Long gone.
Down in Louisiana, Louisiana, the land of Creole Sioux. Patois, Mardi Gras, and romantic blues. Once I heard a lover, when work was over, strum a Creole tune to his pretty lovey-dovey underneath the Dixie moon. I heard her say, chant la ba, that means Creole, sing them low. Yeah, chant la ba, she like her blues play, sweetly and slow. Yeah, chant la ba, I can't forget that lovely serenade. And if you listen to me just a while, I'll try to sing for you just what he said. Oh, in the morning, baby, just for day. In just for a day. In the morning, just for a day. In New Orleans, hey, hey, hey. I'm speaking it by Chantelet by take it from me.
From Louis Armstrong's 1954 sessions dedicated to the music of W.C. Handy, those takes issued for the first time on CD in 1986, Shandy LaBah and Long Gone from Bowling Green. When Handy, who had just turned 80, first heard those tapes of Satchmo, he was moved to tears. This is W.C. Handy Remembers on Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Redlauer. Thanks for joining me. No program on W.C. Handy, the father of the blues, would truly be complete without Bessie Smith, the empress of the blues. Her starring appearance in a 1929 film short titled St. Louis Blues, with an all-black cast, is her only known motion picture footage, and she recorded several of Handy's classic blues, like this 1925 Careless Love.
You make the way. You made me throw my only friend down. That's why I sing this song of hate. Love, oh love, oh careless love. Night and day I weep and moan.
Bessie Smith's soulful Careless Love, which is also known as Loveless Love, accompanied there by Louis Armstrong on cornet in 1925. More Handy classics ahead from Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Bob Wills, and a jazz band recording in Moscow in 1943. If you visit the Jazz Rhythm website, you can learn more about early jazz. Send me comments or request a program playlist at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, now an online monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at mississippirag.com. Here's two grand old men of English traditional jazz. Humphrey Littleton, of course, best known as a trumpeter, but here he's playing clarinet with another well-known clarinetist, Wally Fox. It's Handy's Ole Miss. Thank you.
be satisfied if I could grab a train and ride. If I make Atlanta with no place to go, just make me a pallet on the floor. So give everybody my regards. I'm coming if I have to ride the rods. I'll grab me an armful of train before you know. So make me your pallet on the floor. Take it, Bonnie! Make me one pallet on the floor. Yes, Gate, make a little old pallet on the floor for me there. Now here's one thing that I want you to know. Just make me your pallet on the floor. Take it from me!
Also known as Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor, and Ole Miss by Humphrey Lyttleton and Wally Fox.